Thank you, Mr. Pantone. Ladies and gentlemen, you must now determine whether you should award punitive damages against defendant Illumina for the sake of example and by way of punishment. Whether punitive damages should be imposed, and if so, the amount thereof is left to your sound discretion, exercised without passion or prejudice. If you determine that punitive damages should be assessed against the defendant, in arriving at the amount of such an award, you must consider 1. The reprehensibility of the conduct of the defendant, 2. The amount of punitive damages which will have a deterrent effect on the defendant in light of the defendant's financial condition, 3. That the punitive damages must bear a reasonable relation to the injury, harm, or damage actually suffered by the plaintiff. So to assist you in this phase of the case, we have a verdict form that has just one question. What amount, if any, do you award Dr. Zernick as punitive damages against Illumina for the sake of example and by way of punishment? Answer, dollars. That's where you come in. So once 9 or more of you have agreed on the number, then and it can be, the amount, what amount, if any, and it's according to the standards that I've given you, once 9 or more have agreed, let the bailiff know, and then you return to the court and we'll take your verdict at that time. The bailiff has already been sworn, I believe?
Yes, he has.
Do we swear him again?
No.
You are already under oath.
Thank you.
You want to stand by?
I think we'll be standing by. If they do return a verdict today, Your Honor, we would request that you give the standard statement that they are free to speak with us.
I always say that.
I'm sure both sides are interested in speaking with them.
Yes.
Thank you.